For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. If it's Friday night, there's picking going on at Bill's Music Shop in West Columbia. For decades, the store founded by musician Bill Wells has been a gathering place for players and fans of bluegrass music. A bluegrass jam session follows performances every Friday amid a Southern family atmosphere typified by the consumption of RCs and moon pies. Bluegrass enthusiast, musician, and author Pat Ahrens is found at most of the jams. Asked for her definition of this traditional music form, she defers to the description given by the father of bluegrass, Bill Monroe.
It's Scottish bagpipes and old-time fiddling. It's Methodist and Holiness and Baptist. It's blues and jazz, and it has a high, lonesome sound. It's plain music that tells a good story, and it's played from my heart to your heart, and it will touch you.
A fairly strict number of instruments is used in a bluegrass band, at least to purists like Ahrens.
Bluegrass itself is played predominantly on the five-stringed acoustic instruments. It's the five-string banjo played in three-finger style, the fiddle, the guitar, the bass, and the mandolin. Now, dobro is also added in some bands. It just depends on what the configuration is.
Willie Wells operates the music shop and leads the band, the Blue Ridge Mountain Grass, established by his late father. Primarily a drummer in country bands, Wells said he was converted to bluegrass by his dad.
He gave me a CD of a group called the Lonesome River Band, and at some point, something is really going to say, wow, this is really great. Well, that was my moment. Once I listened to that, I had a completely different outlook on this form of music, and I haven't looked back since.
To Wells, bluegrass is a very satisfying kind of music. One way he helps promote it is through post-concert sessions he calls picking with the pros with bands he works with.
On their way through from one gig to another, they'll always call me and say, hey, can we stop and do a show? When they get done playing, they jump right in the crowd and they get in there and they'll pick with you. We've got a lot of pickers that, you know, they look forward to coming in and playing with people of that caliber to help them, and they learn.
One thing that excites Ahrens is the number of young people coming into the music and how good they are at such a tender age.
There's a 12-year-old from Virginia who placed at Reno Fest, and just to give you some idea of how good this boy is, he was backed by a national champion. It's like kids are learning today at a younger age, and they have access to things that were unheard of, say, 30, 40 years ago.
Wells illustrated his admiration for the younger generation of musicians with a humorous situation that sometimes occurs at the bluegrass jams.
I'll be out front on a Friday night, and one of the older pickers will come out there, and it's like he's really depressed, and I say, what's wrong? Oh, that 13-year-old back there, I've never been able to play like that, and he's just tearing me up down the table. And you know that things are alive and well. We've got some good kids that can really pick.
Wells expects the music to explode into mass popularity one day, with young talent taking it to another level. To help them along, he'll keep the jams a Friday night tradition.
You can still hear that mandolin ring.
This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.